EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank each of you for joining us, as you do each week. We have a great show lined up tonight. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and, of course, movie reviews. Now, dating can be tricky in this day and age, and tonight we welcome four women who will share their opinions on what women really think about men in 2011. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a follow-up segment where we have men come on and talk about the ladies, but tonight is all about the ladies, so we definitely want you to be part of the conversation. Make sure you call in with your questions and comments at 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on the webpage. The chat is on the webpage where you're listening to the show now. So definitely want you to join us in our conversation. So Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. Once again, it's a Monday, so I'm just waiting for the weekend, like always.
Yeah, I know. Cool.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. It was really cool. How was yours?
It was very good. You know, I was trying to party at least one night. I can't do the whole Friday and Saturday and Sunday thing. I'm getting too old for that, but definitely got it in on Friday, went to a friend's house and watched a fight on Saturday, and then Sunday I just kind of, you know, clean up and kind of relax, watch football. So I know your brother was in town. You got to see Aaron.
Yeah, my little brother Aaron, he was on the show before. But, yeah, he was in town to see the Falcons versus the Eagles. He knows Jason Snelling for the Falcons, so he came down for that. And we hung out Sunday before the game, so it was cool seeing him. So, but I know that Chike is on the line. What's going on, Chike?
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great tonight. How's everybody?
Good.
Doing good. Yeah.
Good. Well, as you know, I had a full weekend. I had the pleasure on Saturday of being on the set of a movie in production called Relazume.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship resume. That's the name of the movie, Relazume. And I met with director David Powell. He's out of Philadelphia. And I forget the gentleman's name, but he has an affiliation with the Roots, the group, the musical group, and he will be in the lead role. But David Powell, like I said, he's a director out of Philadelphia. It's my first time meeting him. And actually experiencing any of his work, and he welcomed me to the set, and I actually have some on-screen time somewhere in the film. I'll be in the film somewhere. Yeah,
okay.
So I was excited about that. And we're going to have some people from the film on the show in the future, so you guys stay tuned for that.
Absolutely.
And as far as the features that I saw this week, the first film that I saw was Straw Dogs. Starring Kate Bosworth and Alexander Sarsgaard of True Blood fame. Perfect movie. It caused for me to shout out and have outbursts inside the theater, so you know it was moving me.
What was it about?
Without giving too much away, I would say that it was Cape Fear-ish. So if anyone remembers Cape Fear with Robert De Niro, it's Cape Fear-ish, but not quite Cape Fear. It has the same dramatics in it, violence, you know, drama, all that stuff. So it's action-packed. It has all that stuff in it. And as I was leaving the theater, because I was going to see the next feature the next day, and as I was leaving the theater, this group called the Ally Marketing Group out of Philadelphia, well, they were, a part of them is based in Philadelphia, stopped me and asked me if I would like to see another movie. And I said, yeah, you know, it was going to be a free screening, and it was a brand-new movie, and the movie is actually called Machine Gun Preacher, and that movie stars Gerard Butler. And the movie is actually about Sam Childers, who was actually he was a biker, and then he turned freedom fighter for the war in Sudan for children. So throughout the course of the movie, he actually finds his religion, and he actually goes to Africa, and he fights this war to protect children. This movie blew me away. I went in thinking one thing, because, you know, Gerard Butler, who knew Gerard Butler of 300 fame, could be this deep, who could be this dramatic, blew me away, had me in tears. I was so emotionally moved. Mr. Childers, the actual gentleman himself, was in the theater, and wow. He's actually agreed to do an interview with the Stephen Knight Show, so we'll be talking to him in the future, too. But I think this movie is set for release sometime late October, so we definitely have a heads-up on this one. This is a must-see. This may be even in the Oscars, so look out for that one.
Well, I just look forward to having them on the show to talk about, because it's a true story, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And it opens up, I'm sorry, Ms. Parker.
So I'll definitely need to check that out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the release date isn't concrete as of yet. I do believe it's late October, but definitely check this out. And it also opens up a whole nother subject matter with what's going on in the Sudan with the children and the warfare. So,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Okay, anything coming up that you're looking forward to?
That's a whole lot. I could be here for hours. All I can say is that we have some great interviews coming up with some very good people, some good art content, some good music. Actually, speaking of good music, you should have got some goodies in your inbox today.
I did.
So you guys be on the listen to the playlist because some good stuff's coming out.
We have some really good stuff coming, exclusive stuff coming out. Very excited about it.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate you. We thank you for your contributions to the show. And we'll talk
you're
to
welcome.
You again.
I'm actually going to be sticking around because I want to hear what these women really think about men. So
I'm curious.
I'll be in the background
job.
Somewhere.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kate. We'll probably talk to you later on the show.
All
now,
right.
Ms. Ferguson is on. Are you there, Janera?
I'm here. How are you guys?
And then you had such a
good,
dying
you
thing
sound
to do
sleepy
tonight.
Already? Mm-hmm. No, man, I'm not feeling well tonight, so I wanted to come on a little early for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you're feeling better.
I definitely hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure I'll be okay. And I have a couple of things for you guys tonight, but keep in mind that pickings are slim simply because Columbus Day is coming up and everybody's going to be doing a Columbus Day sale very, very soon. I think that's got to be the weekend of October 8th. So just keep that in mind. Well, I think it's going to be the 7th through the 10th. So that's when you're going to have a lot of your, you know, sales, a lot of the good, great sales. So first off, I'll start off with Express. They're having a 30% off of all dresses sale. So if you go online right now, or you can also go to the store because that sale is still happening, they have 30% off of all dresses. At Nine West, you can get up to 40% off of new styles. Now, it's not everything, but there are you can get up to 40% off of select styles, select fall styles. right now, and it's going to be now through October 5th. If you're interested in any fall sweaters, you can go to Armani Exchange, and they have 40% off of all fall sweaters. It doesn't matter what kind you're trying to get. I'm sure Armani Exchange has them. And, they, you know, Armani Exchange is like a, you know, division of Imperial Armani, which is also Giorgio Armani. So, you know, that brand is really, really great. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of CNC California.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have, they have all kinds of brands, and it's not they have see they have a brand called CNC California, of course, for its namesake. But they also sell brands like Free People and you know Perrier, Hugo Boss, all types of you know designers. Well, they're having they're giving you 40% off of your purchase. Plus, they're having an end of season sale. Or you can save up anywhere between 60 and 75% off of all summer styles. Plus, they're giving you free shipping off any $99 purchase or more. So that might be something that you're interested in. Now, the $40 ends tomorrow, so you might want to hurry on to cnccalifornia.com and try to see what they have. And they have a lot of great styles there. And, of course, that $40 off of every purchase, and not 40%, but $40, is off of everything. So just keep that in mind. If you go to BB, that's one of my little favorite stores for, you know, club clothes or, you know, just going out, any place that I want to go out. BB is one of my favorite stores, but it's really, really hard to catch a good sale at BB.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having one right now. And you can get $50 off of $250 or $25 off your purchase of $150. All you have to do is use the promotional code FALL2011. And at BB, if you are if you spend $150, you can get free shipping. And all you have to do is use the promotional code LOVEBB. Now, the first sale I told you about with this $50 off $250 purchase or $25 off the $150 purchase. That's going on now through October 9th. The free shipping promotion is going on now through October 7th. So you might want to go to BB.com and check out some of the styles. They also have another thing that I like about BB is that they have 2BB, which is like sort of their outlet. And they have the online, they offer their outlet merchandise online, and you can get things for like $30, $20, $15. I mean, you can get all sorts of things on 2BB, so that might be something that you're interested in.
Wow,
and lastly,
BB's doing it big.
Yeah, BB's trying to do it big. I mean, they're trying to really save us some money in this recession, so that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that I have for you is Nordstrom. Now, everybody knows about Nordstrom and what great brands they have. Well, now you can shop their clearance and get up to 50% off of your clearance. So that might be something that you're interested in, too. So you can just either go. I'm sorry? 50% off already. Yeah, 50% off already reduced prices. So that might be something that you want to try, that you want to
okay.
That you might want to go. And that's in the stores and online. Okay? And that's off of all the clearance. So you have to go to their sale merchandise. So that's shoes. You know, I saw a couple of pairs of boots on there. I saw, you know, of course, sweaters, tops, jeans, all types of things. So handbags.
Nordstrom right?
Yeah, no, just plain on Nordstrom. And if you click on, just go through the link, and you should be able to find their sales, and you'll be able to find like all of their clearance items. And it's not just Nordstrom Rack; it's Nordstrom as well. And you know what? Another thing that I wanted to share with you all tonight, I know I said that the Nordstrom thing was my last thing, but I was just out yesterday, and I was looking around, and I just happened to go over by DSW. Now, DSW was having a sale, and I think they still have it going on. They were having a sale where you get 30% off of all of your clearance, an additional 30% off of all of your clearance. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with DSW's pricing, but if you go to the back of the store in any DSW, they have these sticker prices.
The blue, green, yeah.
Right. And according to the sticker, you can get 30% off, 40% off, 50% off, or 60% off of the lowest ticketed price. Well, yesterday when I went in there, they were given an additional 30% off of that sticker price of all their clearance items. So this is
okay.
Not online. You're going to have to go into the store to get this. You can't find the sale online. But when I was online tonight, looking at things, DSW has they have a clearance section on their website. And if you go to that clearance section, you can get, you can click on that 50% off or more sale, and you can get 50% off or more of their clearance. So that might also be something that you want to go if you don't have the time to actually go on down to the store.
Okay.
So that's all I have for you guys tonight.
Well,
you have really good deals. Appreciate you as always.
Okay, well, I'll talk
better.
To you guys later. I'll see
you
better.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
Bye-bye.
And always you can check out Janera's Finds at budgetshopaholic.com. There's a link on our Facebook page. As you know, in the Steve and I Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, interviews, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive, so we definitely want to hear from you.
So make sure to like us on Facebook, the Steve and I Show. Follow us on Twitter, the Steve and I Show, SHO. Each and every Monday, we will post a question of the day. Please make sure to check us out. We appreciate your opinions. We appreciate you coming by and helping us with the question of the day and taking part in being an active participant in our show. So we appreciate you as always. So please, social media, look us up.
Absolutely. Today our question of the day is, this is kind of interesting, would you go to therapy to help fix your relationship? What do you think, Ms. Parker?
Well, I thought you were talking about retail therapy. I'm like, that fixed any relationship. right. But yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I know that in the Black community, there I go again, but in the Black community, I think that we kind of look at going to therapy and counseling as, you know, something being wrong with you, just mental health, period, as something being wrong with you. But I think it's just as important as your physical health. And I think that if there is something going on in a relationship, I think some certain things need to be talked about and shared with other people, and you need other people's opinion. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's actually a healthy choice.
Yeah. I think you get a different perspective.
Correct.
You have a third party, especially a professional, who can, you know, open your eyes to things you probably didn't even think or see or even want to hear about that your significant other was telling you. But I'm curious to hear what you all think, so make sure you go on Facebook, Twitter, or in our chat room and let us know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTM Radio.
For those of you tuning in, you're listening to the Steve and I Show here on EOTM Radio. Ms. Parker, what's going on entertainment now?
Entertainment. A lot of the entertainment stuff has to do with sports, so I'm going to go ahead and let Aaron have that.
Okay.
but something related to the fight, I heard that, you know, the fight is pretty big in Vegas. You know, Vegas
yeah.
is like... The weekend of being in Vegas is fight weekend, New Year's weekend, things like that. So, of course, everyone in the entertainment industry was in Vegas this weekend. And supposedly, Ray J and... There was some kind of joke being made about Ray J's song. He performed at some after party, and he didn't really appreciate that, so he hit five, and then he got his butt beat. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I heard what happened. Apparently, Ray J, he performed his song One Wish for Mayweather and Floyd Mayweather. And Kevin Hart and Fabulous were making jokes on Twitter about it. And so apparently Ray J, when he saw Fabulous, he went up to him and punched him in the face. And now there were two accounts. The one girl tweeted that Fabulous went in on him, you know, went in and, you know, really knocked him out or whatever. And Ray J was arrested, but he wasn't put in jail. He was able to go to his car. But Ray J was on a morning show giving his account. He said that Fabulous never touched him, and he was really going in on Fabulous, calling him a punk, calling his whole crew a punk, you know, using profanity, just basically saying that, you know, when he sees Fabulous is going down, you know, all this kind of stuff. And
Ray J better watch it.
He said that he's not scared. He said he got people in New York that, you know, will get Fabulous. He said, matter of fact, next time I see Fabulous, I'm going to make him call back on the air and apologize. He was really going in. So it was just, I don't know. But it was just, I mean, really.
Oh, he's talking really reckless.
He was talking really reckless. I can't even say
it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I can't wait to see how this unfolds.
Right.
So that was the big story of the weekend. Rumors going around again that Monica is pregnant. I saw some pictures. I mean, she does look like she's with child. But we will see. She has two boys with Rocco. And she's newly married. So we'll see if she is pregnant. This weekend was Angela Simmons' birthday. I guess her and Bow Wow back together. I know that's not really big news, but Angela Simmons, you know, she's a very pretty girl. I kind of like her, so I wanted to mention that. Yeah, she had a birthday party from Las Vegas all the way to Miami, so she was doing it big this weekend. 24 years old, so big up to her. Happy birthday. The Emmys was this weekend. I don't know what shows were nominated because I'm not a huge drama and that type of stuff. I'm a reality junkie and a documentary news type person, so I'm not really up to date with the comedies and drama and all that stuff that's on TV. But I do like watching dresses and seeing who wore, you know, best dress, worst dress stuff. So that was entertaining. Dancing with the Stars started this tonight, actually. It started at 8.
Okay.
Yeah, it came on at 8. I saw the only person I wanted to see was dance, actually, was Chad, who I missed, but I saw Ron Artest. He went first. That was pure comedy. I think he's going to be kicked out first.
Wow.
Gucci Mane is back in prison. Wow. Your favorite rapper?
Yeah,
he's back in prison for 6 months. In January, he pushed a female passenger. I'm not sure what their relationship is, but he pushed her out of his moving Hummer. Very dangerous. He could have killed her. So, yeah.
Wow.
So he's back in prison for 6 months. I know he's in and out. His fans, I'm sure they're going to miss him and go buy free Gucci T-shirts and all that stuff. So, anyways, I don't have too much to say on that. And Beyonce gave an interview that she is really enjoying her pregnancy. She's glad she doesn't have to hide it anymore. She really enjoys buying clothes and trying on clothes and her belly. So that's like her favorite part now. It's like seeing how clothes fit on her. Congratulations to her again. And that's all I have. Anything else you can think of?
I saw Mark Anthony, you know, him and J-Lo have filed separation. But they were together over the weekend for his 43rd birthday. The whole family was there.
Okay.
So good that they were able to be cordial or whatever to each other. So.
I like me some Mark Anthony, Rico Suave, him.
Hey, Ron, are you on the line? Hey, Ron.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Everything's cool. How was your weekend?
Weekend was a lot of studying, man. Homework.
Oh yeah.
Homework.
Back
homework.
At it.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of football?
Man, did I? College, pros. Man, I don't even know where to start. But actually, I think I'll start with the Falcons last night. That was a good game, man. That was a really good game.
What did you think? Let me ask you, what did you think? I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking about, you know, a lot of people, they were doing tailgates here in Atlanta, you know, huge out here because Mike Vick returned to Atlanta. And they were counting how many Vick jerseys were in the, you know, were out there in tailgates. There was a lot of them. But he still has those, me and Ms. Parker talking about today, he still has people who are will not let it go about the whole dog situation. What do you think about that?
It's getting old now. I mean, if I hear one more commentator talk about Michael Vick dogfighting, I'm just going to just go off, man. It's crazy. I'm like, why are y'all mentioning this, man? This man served his time, paid his debt to society. Why do they feel like they still have to mention this? It's ridiculous. It is.
I agree.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry to say they're going to for a long while, and you know they are.
Oh yeah. It's there. But I actually think Michael Vick got the last laugh. Till I mean he's worth $100 million. You know.
He
signed that really big contract. He's back with Nike also, so yeah, Michael's laughing all the way to the bank, man. So
all the way to the bank.
So
what did you think about the game?
The game, you know, it was overhyped. It was back and forth. I mean, there was times where, like, I thought that the Falcons had the game. It was a wrap. Then the Eagles came back scoring 21 straight points. Then I thought, okay, here we go, old Falcons. They're going to blow this game. It's over. Defense is going to just collapse. And then Michael Vick got hurt. And once Vick got hurt, Atlanta took advantage, man, and they came back and they won. Atlanta showed me something last night.
Were you going for the Eagles as well?
No, I was actually going for the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
I was definitely going for the Falcons, but if the Eagles would have won, I wouldn't have been mad also, because I'm a Vick fan. You know, I've liked Vick since college.
Yeah.
So you know, Vick would have won, I'd have been, you know, happy too. But also, I also want to mention really, really quickly what's going on in college football. There are a lot of teams that are actually switching conferences, like Texas. Texas is no longer going to be in the Big 12 conference. They're moving over to the Pac
12. Why are they doing that?
Yeah, I think it's because of money. I think honestly, money.
But what does that mean? I'm sorry, I'm a little not so in touch with college sports. So what do you mean you think it's money?
Because with Texas, with the Pac-12, I think it's a more prettier conference. It's on the West Coast. Los Angeles is the second largest media market in the country, so a lot more people will actually watch those games, which means a lot more advertising dollars, a lot more sold, ticket sales, things of that nature. Because honestly, I feel that the Big 12 conference is a much better football conference than the Pac-12 is. But the Pac-12 is actually kind of prettier. It's like I said, it's West Coast. It's got USC, LA, Stanford, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I just think that it's all about money at the end of the day. So Texas is leaving, Oklahoma's leaving. So once Texas and Oklahoma leaves, the Big 12 is pretty much done. It's a wrap. It's done. It's over. Now, on the Big East side, Pittsburgh is now joining the ACC, as is Syracuse and UConn. They're all joining the ACC. So pretty much once they leave, the Big East Conference is going to be just garbage as far as football is concerned. And also,
right.
I actually just found this out yesterday. West Virginia is going to join the SEC. Mark my words. You heard it here first. West Virginia will be joining the SEC, playing against LSU, Georgia, Tennessee, Auburn, Florida. You heard it here first. I'm just letting y'all know.
Okay, we'll be
all right, your perspective.
Why is that?
Yeah, so there's going to be like a lot of changes in the next 3 to 5 years in college football and basketball also. So just to know, college sports in general, a lot of changes.
We heard it first from Aaron.
Yeah. Also wanted to give a shout out to Detroit Lions, 2-0. Washington Redskins, 2-0. Buffalo
Bills.
Oh,
yeah, the Redskins did that thing.
2-0. Redskins did their thing, yes. Washington Redskins did their thing, man. I am just proud. I am. I'm so proud of them. 2-0.
I'm surprised you won the game.
I didn't get a chance to make it to the game, but, man,
yeah.
It was a good game. It was a really good, exciting game. And
wow.
And the Redskins of last year and the year prior would have lost that game, you know. But
right,
this year's team is
– they pulled it out.
They're just a much better team all around, offensively, defensively, special teams. They are a much better team than last year's team, hands down. So, and next week when I'm talking to you all, I'll be actually watching the Dallas Redskins game live. So if like you all hear, you know, people hollering and you know noise and stuff, that's because I'll be probably at a Redskins viewing party. So
that's okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that is Ron's perspective. You can follow me on Ron Cosby 1 on Twitter or A Ron Cosby at Facebook.
Okay, absolutely. Well, as always, we appreciate your perspective and encourage everyone to go on Facebook and Twitter and let A-Ron know what you think about his predictions and whatnot. But appreciate you, A-Ron, and have a good night, okay?
Y'all too. Good night, y'all.
Appreciate
right.
you, A-Ron. Talk to you later.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Good night.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to our ladies about what women really think about men. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wonder what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She is our co-host.
I am.
Well, we all know that dating can be crazy, difficult, and sometimes frustrating in today's day and age. Tonight we welcome four women with different dating situations to share their opinions of what women think about men in 2011. First, I'm going to introduce you to, I'm not sure if everyone's here yet, they're starting to come in, but first we have Sandra. She shares a perspective as a married woman. Our next guest, Gloria, is a more mature woman who is successfully dating. And our third guest, Tamika, is single but dating with perspectives, prospects, I'm sorry. And our final guest, Naima, is an entrepreneur and business owner who is single. I want to encourage you all, if you want to join the conversation, to hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or join us in chat, and look forward to having this conversation. So welcome, ladies. Okay, maybe we're not ready for them. I know we have at least two here, so let's see what's going on. Well, Ms. Park, let me talk to you a little bit while we're waiting for our guest to join the conversation.
I was hoping I wouldn't be with you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Hi, who do we have on?
This is Gloria.
This
right,
is Gloria.
Sandy.
Okay,
yes.
So we have all four ladies?
Yes. And
thank you, pardon.
Awesome.
Okay, great, great.
Welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, how you doing?
So, let's, one by one, give me your opinion on what do you think about dating in general in 2011. Let's start with Gloria. Gloria?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I am a older lady. I'm in my 60s, and I'm currently dating. I think that dating is important just for quality of life and balance. So I think that dating is important at any age, and especially when you get older and life begins to change and the nest is empty.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Sandra?
I'm just glad I don't have to date. I have a lot of friends who do, and it seems to be quite hard these days.
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been married, Sandra, if you don't mind me asking?
I have been married almost 16 years, and we have been
wow.
together almost 23 years.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow.
That's
you
it.
You have made it in a while.
A blessing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Naima. What do you think about it?
I have to agree with Gloria. I think dating is definitely essential if you are single, just to put yourself out there, to make yourself just more productive, and then I guess more so that people can see and people know that you are. So
right.
on the one hand, well, you might have friends that are saying, "Oh, it's difficult or it's hard." I guess my theory and my thoughts is that if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't make yourself available, then it's like
yeah.
you're shutting yourself off from the possibilities of whoever it might be that's out there for you. So,
well, so I'm going to ask each of you all, from your perspective, what do you think makes it so, when people say dating is so hard, it's so hard, it's so frustrating, I can't find anybody, what do you say to those people? Do you think that they're it's their fault? Do you think it's the people they're meeting? Or do you think men are just driving them crazy? What do you think about that? Let's start with
you. Are you asking what the challenges are, Stephen?
Yeah, what are some of the challenges? Yeah. Gloria?
Well, this is Naima again.
Okay, Naima.
Okay. I think some of the challenges could be, number one, the female and the male. It would be the female depending on how they ended their last relationship, if they healed from that last relationship, and if they have, what did they take from it? Like, are you at that point where you're able to start fresh and new without any limits on anything, or are you carrying over a lot of baggage? Because for me and most of the girlfriends that are in my circle, if you're going out and you're dating men, I mean, people in general sense when there's a lot of, like, baggage or hate or something like that, or just, like, unsettledness. And I know a lot of men are deterred away from that. Like, if you can't go out and enjoy yourself and have a nice time and you're always complaining or talk about the ex and talk about everything else, me personally, I don't think that you're ready at that point. And you probably should, male or female.
I agree. Gloria, what do you think?
Well, I think from my perspective, I think you've got to decide before you even go out there what you're looking for. And, and exactly, you know, what do you want to get from this date? You know, we sometimes go out there thinking that, you know, we're just going to be casual and we're really looking for something serious.
Yeah.
And when we don't get it, then we get upset. So
I think that we got to be clear about what it is that we they were looking for and convey that. Be open and honest. We kind of, at any age, play too many games.
I agree. Sandra, what about you?
I feel that a lot of times the people today always bring, as she said, a lot of baggage to their relationships. There's always children and exes and situations, and it just seems like today things are more complicated and there's so many more issues that people need to work out than they used to in the past days, or the olden days, as they said. You know, women have careers now and children and past relationships, and there's just a lot more to mesh than there used to be.
Yeah, I agree. Why do you think, you know, we hear this cliche all the time that women are attracted to the quote-unquote thug, and then the good guy, I guess, seems to be less fit and finish last. You know, it seems like women are more attracted to, the bad boy,
Why do you think that's sexual?
I want to chime in. I want to let everyone know Tamika's here. Hello.
Hey, Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. We weren't sure if you was on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'd like to chime in on that.
Okay.
I think just to kind of what everyone's saying, they're very valid points, and I definitely think what an issue is that we attract what we are, and if people haven't let go of that baggage, if people haven't, you know, I guess healed from past relationships or whatever, you know, you may subconsciously be attracting something that you necessarily don't want, and that may be an issue. And as far as, like, the whole bad boy thing, I think that's very, it's pretty unhealthy. You know, I think women sometimes think, you know, we want to take on projects and say, oh, I'm going to change him, or I'm going to make him into what I want him to be. And you can't change anyone's behavior other than your own, you know. So that's definitely, you know, a lost cause, I think.
Who was the one that said it's sexual?
I did, Sandra.
Sandra, so is that you think most women, when they go after the bad guy, is the sexual part of them wanting to?
I think it's a whole passionate thing. I think that the quote unquote thug, as you put it, they're more appealing, they're more dangerous, they're more passionate. It's that whole excitement of being naughty, of doing something that's a little on the edge. That's attractive to a lot of women.
Yeah, a lot of women do like that. Now you're a successful businesswoman, and you're single currently. Do you find that men are insecure in dating a woman with power or a businesswoman, you know, who has it all together? Do you find that to be the case?
I do, but I think it's sometimes on the individual, because just like she said, you are what you attract. But just to piggyback on that, sometimes depending on where you are in your life and what your focus is, or what are you asking God to help you with, like if you're asking God to work on somebody just like you're working on yourself, I think you will find somebody. It just depends on, I think he's going to put those people in your path that are for you or not for you. So if you were attracted to a person, like they said, that was a bad boy, but you were unsuccessful with those bad boy men, I think those men are going to be put in those paths. I think those that are successful and maybe those that are a run of the mill. So I think it's put on you for you to choose and judge. So it's like if you put out there to the universe that, oh, I want this, you know, trustworthy, honest guy, somebody that's a team player and stuff, that's going to be out there. But you also are going to find maybe some of the ones that are still dolls, just to see if that's what you were attracted to in the back. I think you're going to get tested to see, okay, even though you might want this college down or somebody that's not a street guy, I think you'll be tested no matter what.
Okay.
I think you'll be tested no
Ms.
matter
Gloria.
What. And then it is kind of hard when you are somebody that has a business. It's hard for me, I would say, mainly because of my scheduling. So though with most men, it's just like, wow, if I didn't know you, and I've had male friends that I've gone to college with or whatever, they've ignited, if I didn't know you, I would be a little intimidated because you're always on the go. And my thing is, like, I'm just on the go of doing what I need to do because I've had to have those schedulings to place me where I am. So not to say that I won't alter it. Like, yeah, if you're telling me, okay, you're serious about going on a date or you're serious about hooking up or something, of course I will rearrange for that. But if you're not serious in what you're trying to do, I don't want you to waste my time, so I'm not going to waste yours. So I guess it depends on the security also of where the men is and what they're looking for. Some men want to date and be with women that have more leisurely time just to deal with them. I'm not that individual. Like, I can make time to do whatever. I can accommodate whatever. But if you're just looking for that woman that just is clinging onto you, that's not me. So.
Yeah, I get that. Michelle, you had a question?
Yeah, I had a question for Ms. Gloria, since she's a little bit more mature than us. I had a question. Have you been married before? And how
was
it getting back into the dating scene after?
Well, I was married for more than I was married for 20 years, and I kind of put some time between it because, you know, you do have to. I call it reprogram yourself,
right? Yeah.
So that
yeah.
you have the ability to go back out there and meet someone fresh and new, and not carry that baggage and that old relationship. Because walking from one relationship to another, you will. There's no way that won't happen. So I put some time between it. In fact, more time than you can imagine. And and I heard the young lady say that she prayed about something. I did too. And but then you gotta not be so desperate to get back out there in that dating world that just snatch anything that comes along. And I think that's the problem.
So did it take you how long after you made the decision to begin dating? How long did it take you to find someone of substance that is ideally what you're looking for?
Well, I believe it or not, I had met someone years ago, and I was fortunate enough to reconnect with that individual, and. You know, even though it was just a passing meeting, it was enough to let me know that I wanted to reconnect with that person again.
Oh, wow. Do you you're successfully dating now. Do you think that dating, well, how do you think dating changes as you get older?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, how do you think dating changes as you get older?
Well, you know, you're not looking for marriage necessarily. You know, you are a lot more stable financially. And so you're not looking for anybody to take care of you. And and you're on a different plane. You're looking for someone that entertains you and that you can actually spend an afternoon with. And somebody you can get along with. I mean, I think the values change. You know, they're not
more of a companionship type.
You're looking for
more of a companionship, you think?
You have the companionship, fun, friendship, something that I wish that I had looked for when I was much younger.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that statement for sure. If you ladies don't mind me asking, where do you currently reside? I was just wondering where you ladies live.
I live in New Jersey, Tamika.
Okay.
Tamika. Okay.
Naima, I live in New Jersey also.
I live in Jersey as well, Sandra.
Gloria, I live in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's out of Jersey, okay. All right. Atlanta definitely has an interesting dating scene, so I was just wondering if anyone was out here.
Okay. Well, wait, what do you mean how interesting is interesting?
It's very interesting. It's just nothing that I can even explain. It's just a girlfriend of mine and I were discussing this earlier on my way from the gym, and she was just saying how she's been out of the dating scene for 10 years, and she recently got a divorce, so she's been single for 2. And so she was in Chicago and recently moved back to Atlanta about 4 months ago, and she's really having a hard time because she was used to, like she said, her husband pursued her and, like, wine and dined her, and Atlanta, they're waiting for you to chase them down.
I just have to, you know, piggyback on that. I live in Jersey. I'm not South Jersey. It's Naima.
Okay.
And where I live is Southern Jersey, but we're close to Philadelphia. So
just, I was just talking to Will about this the other day when we met up. I think some of the men in some of the area in Philadelphia, I think they're lazy too. I think there are a lot of men out here that are lazy. And like you said, they're not pursuing women. And they're waiting for the woman to either pursue them or come on to them. So if she's having that in Atlanta, I know me and a few of my friends up here are having the same issue in, like, South Jersey, Philadelphia area also. And I haven't
heard of it. Feel like they're, like, the prize, I guess. I think because of the, like, the group that we hang out in, the men are wealthy. So, like, we tend to kind of date guys that are doing well. We're, you know, we're both professional and doing well ourselves. But it just seemed like the more, the you know, the better they're doing professional-wise, you know, like they just feel like, you know, like I'm the prize. What are you going to do to get me? And it's not like we go out of our way to meet mm-hmm. guys that are doing well, mm-hmm. but it's just that circle. If you hang out, you know, if you date a person that was doing well, most likely you're going to kind of keep in that circle of your, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to meet their girlfriends and wives, and you're going to hang out with them. You're going to meet other guys that are, you know, mm-hmm. that are doing well. But it's just saying like they pretty much tell you. I mm-hmm. recently had a guy tell me, I'm bringing my business, money, I don't have to ever work again in my life. What are you bringing to the table besides sex as a woman?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
would you be bringing? It's
wow.
just a conversation we were having. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, why would he even think that because he has money, all a woman can offer him is pretty much sex? So she's not having sex with him the first few days or weeks after she meets him. And it's like, okay, well, I can get somebody else who will because I'm bringing all of this to the table. And I know that these women out here would do whatever to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I think that's what we struggle with. Like other women make men feel like, well, if she won't do it, then I know 10 more who is willing to. And I think that's, in Atlanta, that's the big issue.
Well,
especially
I wouldn't say, well, professionally, I think that runs the gamut this all around, no matter what. I think that's just what it is. And then I would say, how old are you and your girlfriend?
I'm the youngest in the group. I'm 26. I believe she is 33.
Okay. Because even if it's 33 and you're mid-30s, so only thing I could say is that if you're secure in knowing what you want, because a lot of those men that are like that, you have to decide on what you're going. If you're going for a professional man and you're going for somebody that's either making six figures or has that money like that, those and that stature, those men somewhat, I'm not saying that it's right, but they seem and tend to be arrogant like that because they know that they can.
Yeah, I agree. And it's
so
not, that's what we're
to,
talking about. It's not like we
so
are
you have
actively
decide,
going after these men.
No, I know what you're saying, but it's like he said, he's coming to you then saying, what else are you offering him aside from sex?
Right,
just like
right.
If you were discretionary with another man, you know what I mean? So you really got to decide on what the things that you're wanting. And I think it was Steve Harvey when he had that open forum down at in Atlanta that he said the same thing to Sherry Shepherd before she got married. He was just like, look, there are so many professional men out here. So either you're going to go for the professional man that has 15 to 25 women that he can meet each night at a mixer, or you can
yeah.
have that bus driver who has a good salary paying job. It might not be six figures, but he could take care of you if you were to have a family or have a child. Like you have to decide on what it is. What are your top main 10 non-negotiable or 5 non-negotiable? You want somebody that's honest, trustworthy, believe in God. Like you got to decide for yourself what are those things that you want and then go from there. Because money, financial can come and go. Are you going to be able to be a friend?
I definitely agree.
Do you want a friendship with that person? You know what I mean? So the same conversations I have with my girlfriends also. I have a few girlfriends in my particular circle that would not date a man who does not have the same college degree level that where they are. And I said,
yeah,
you're being really unrealistic. I understand, but that's really unrealistic. If somebody doesn't have that master's or PhD degree level, I personally have known a few men that did not choose the route of going to college, but they are successful entrepreneurs. So I said,
yeah,
you
and
tell
very
me
smart.
That you wouldn't look at that man at all because he doesn't have your same college degree level of where you are. Like, to me, that just doesn't make sense. So
I'm a very open-minded dater. Will you ladies date
mm-hmm.
outside of your race?
Oh, definitely. And I have.
Okay.
Because there was a recent study, Ms. Park and I were talking about, there was a recent study that said that African-American women are by far, at least likely to get married than other races. And one of
we are the least willing to date outside of our race as
right.
well. And pretty much the article is just saying that if we were more open to not just race, just dating, period, just like our whole mindset of dating seem to be very boxed in. We have an idea of what dating is and who we're going to date. Like you said, and all the rules and what they have to have and degree-wise, if we were just open, more open-minded, period. But this article focused on race, that we would be
race,
more
yeah.
successful in getting married, raising a family, and just the traditional, what I guess everyone grows up wanting for themselves. What do you ladies think about that?
Well, this is Tamika. I was actually having this discussion with someone not too long ago. I think as far as race, I don't think I really ever thought too much about that. I really love black men, and I really, I would really want to, I think it would be difficult for me, honestly speaking, because, you know, I think it would be difficult for me to share experiences with someone who may not understand me culturally or have gone through the same type of experience I've had. And that may sound closed-minded, but I'm just speaking honestly. I mean, I'm not necessarily attracted to, I can't say that I really have been, I thought about it, but, quite honestly, I don't know if I would ever really go there. But I really think that study, we were talking about that, and I really think what's happening is historically, we don't see, in our community, we don't really see successful marriages. We don't see successful, family units. It's sad, but, it's like other cultures, they're kind of brought up to say, okay, we're going to have this family unit, we're going to be married, that's kind of, that's the norm, but we have so many broken homes in our community, so people aren't really geared to, if you understand what I'm saying, like, they're not really.
Yeah, it's definitely a cultural thing.
We're not, like, it's exactly, like, it's like that's not important to be married. It seems as though that's
not really
stressed.
Because you don't have that role model.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
But I think that's more recent. Like, because
right,
like,
exactly.
Our grandparents and even
mm-hmm.
Our parents. I think we started losing that sense of community maybe with our parents' generation. But our grandparents, they understood that the way of keeping our community as a whole and building strong community is to have a family unit. So I don't know where we lost that sense of family and having a community, I'm not sure. That's a whole different topic. But
the same thing goes with financial
advice. We're not teaching our children about finances. So it's a lot of things within our community that we need to work on for sure. And I think dating is one of those things.
Ms. Gloria, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I was just saying, and modeling a healthy relationship between a man and a woman. I think that's what.
I agree. Ms. Gore, let me ask you a question because to touch on what Ms. Parker was just saying about, it seemed like back in the day families were couples were sticking together longer. What do you think that changed? Do you think part of it was that people just stayed together, they're the same, it's cheaper to keep her, or did women start being able to go out and get better jobs and take care of themselves? Do you think that played a toll in anything?
I personally think one of the things that happened was coming from that time until now is we realize that as women, we have a right to be happy. We have a right to feel good about being in the relationship, and we have a right to want some things. I think when we talk about our grandparents and even some of the women that are my age, I mean, one of the things that we were raised to do was just take care of a man, and it had very little to do with you taking care of yourself. So I think that those attitudes have not changed. We haven't talked about it. We haven't educated folk about that difference. We keep looking for that my grandparents lasted, but why? They didn't have social media or as much of a connection with the universe as we do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have a different conversation. But getting back to, I wanted to mention you know, the men being gifts, I think we've made them gifts, you know, and to the loss of us being the gift that we are. You know, we are still so caught up in, even though we've gotten kind of away from being raised to take care of men, you know, we still have that mindset because we're still trying to attract them, and we forget that they're also looking for us, and we sell ourselves so short and not maintain the integrity of us being women. And, and you know, and try to adapt ourselves to what we think these folk want out here.
That is true. It's definitely a complicated and complex situation, this whole dating thing. And I definitely don't have all the answers, but definitely appreciate you ladies sharing yours with me and, you know, and the show. Stephen, did you have anything else?
No, I just have one last question for each lady, each of our guests. And this is just for if there's a single man out there right now, he's listening. We'll go in order. We'll start with Gloria. if he's listening right now, what is one of the biggest turnoffs a man can do on a date? Gloria, what would you say?
Well, I think to be something or act like somebody that he really isn't, not be authentic.
Okay. That's a good one. Sandra, what do you think?
I would have to say it would be talking about his ex.
Yeah, that would be, that's a bit of a turn off. Tamika?
Yep. Wow. I would say the biggest turn off would be, just in general, is lacking confidence. I mean, just being, that confidence is definitely a good thing.
And Anaiva, what do you think?
For me, I would say a big turnoff is if you're going, if the man is asking you on a date, I think they should pay for the date. Not if it's something like a first, if you're having a first meetup or something like that, keep it lightweight, like a coffee or something like that. But it's just so upsetting if you get to a date or the awkwardness a lot of my girlfriends have. I don't really have the problem, but if the man, if you're if you're pursuing and if you're interested in a courting type of thing, the man should pay for the first date. And then after that, if you guys going to decide how you want to do it or whatever, that's fine. But on the first one, I think it should be. I mean, dealing with, I know people might have limited funds or due to recession and cutbacks and stuff, but I think the first date, few dates or whatever, the man should. Because it's upsetting, and you get there, and it's that awkwardness of like, okay, who has the bill? So.
No, it's funny. This girl I know, she was telling me that she went on a date with this guy, and he said, when the bill came, we're going Dutch, and she didn't know what that meant.
I believe it. Even though I am younger, but I'm still somewhat old school like that because I've been raised around just a lot of other people, so I know, and I'm just like, I would probably look the same way, a little bewildered, like, what do you mean? So.
Right. Could, last question, I'm sorry, I know I said that was one, but could any of you all date someone who didn't make as much money as you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Have, most of my life.
Okay. All right. It seems like that, you know, money is obviously a big thing in relationships, you know, because especially, I guess, when you get married, because that's one of the biggest reasons people get divorced or have problems because of money. Be amongst. I was just wondering if that. But yeah, we definitely want to thank you all, ladies, for definitely sharing your knowledge tonight. You know, all you all shared some great information. We're having a show in 2 weeks. We'll be talking to a panel of men, and they'll be weighing in on what the ladies, what they think about ladies and dating in 2011. So thank you.
I have
again.
A feeling it's going to be really interesting. So tune in.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be this easy, too, I'm sure. But thank you all, ladies. You have
thank
a great
you
night.
All
okay.
So much.
Nah,
have a good one.
Thank
all
you. Everyone on the panel. You too. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Good night. All
right. Have a great night. Good night.
And to weigh on this topic, let us know what you think on Facebook, Twitter, and also we're still in chat. And we'll be right back.
Double XL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide. covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all times biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Well, now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country. I'm still listening to music. I promise we'll have a whole bunch of new music next week. But each week, we select artists to play there in our playlist. Tonight, our playlist features artists such as Lil Wayne, Frank Ocean, Monica, and many more.
So if you are interested in being featured on the Stephen Knight Show, you already know to send us a copy of your song. Make sure that it's clean and edited. One or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional photos. Please send us good music. You know, we don't really appreciate the bad stuff. It takes too long to listen to. But we definitely appreciate you supporting us, and we look forward to hearing your music. And we actually got some music last week when we were at the – we forgot to mention it, Stephen.
Oh, yeah. Briefly, we went to the award show, the award show nominees party, the Hottest Entertainment Awards. Great show. How did you enjoy it, Ms. Parker?
Yeah, I enjoyed your interview. I think you did very well, so good job on that.
Thank you. We got
He's such
a
people person. You should see Stephen Knight in person doing his thing. It was awesome, so good job.
Thank you. And we got a lot of music from a lot of the artists that are nominated there, so we'll be definitely playing them in future shows. So, but the first song tonight is by Lil Wayne. It's entitled How to Love. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Cut the music up. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. Second, you were here, now you over there, all night there. The way you're moving your body like you never had love. Never had love. When you was just so young and your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in this corner trying to put it together. How to love.
Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love.
enough to take these broken hearts and put them in it. Now I'm driving round on the boulevard, trunk bleeding. And every time the cops pull me over, they don't ever see them, they never see them. And I got this black suit on, roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. 5 more miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good, and swim good. Take off this suit and swim good.
that, never gotta sweat that. You could quit that, never gotta sweat that. You could quit that, never gotta sweat that. You could quit that, never gotta sweat that.
You beat a cash, I beat a rubber band. You beat a match, I will be a few. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the new. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the new. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise a bet, cause you're the joker. Just you are the charm, and I could be the blackboard. You can be the top, and I can be the bone.
Guys, we have coming on.
I know. I'm looking forward to hearing the craziness. I'm going to have to be mentally prepared.
I do want to thank Naima, Tamika, Gloria, and
Sandra
for all coming on the show and weighing in on what women really think about men in 2011.
And the whole dating scene. We appreciate you ladies for sure taking the time to call in.
And the fellows will be on in 2 weeks. Don't forget. So, Ms. Parker, what do you have planned for the week?
Yeah, just do it.
Anything coming up for the weekend?
Yes, I'm going on a cabin trip for my friend's birthday, Deidre. Shout out to Deidre. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Deidre.
Birthday's on Sunday, so I'm going to shout her out again on Monday.
So, you're going on a cabin trip? What part? What cabin?
We're going to Blue Ridge.
Okay.
Blue Ridge Cabin. It's going to be six girls. We're going to go horseback riding and drinking and barbecuing and hot tub and eating. That's
okay.
Gonna be a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. Yeah, my weekend I'll probably be in the studio. We're working hard to finish this project up. We have two more songs to record, and then I'll be done with that, the recording part, which I can't wait because it's been taking forever. But we wish to all of you at home. We want to thank you again for listening in. Want to thank again our guests and Chike for bringing them all together, and we hope you all have a great week. And we'll see you again. We'll talk to you again next week with another live show. So have a great week and God bless.
Have a great week, everyone.
Good, so fresh and so-